Hi there, I'm Tom Field. I'm Senior Vice President of Editorial with ISMG here in ISMG Studio today, talking about the era of segmentation. Joining me today is Mani Sundaram, EVP and General Manager of Akamai Security Technology Group. Mani, thank you so much for taking time to speak with me today.
Thank you for having me, Tom.
Mani, level set for us in this new AI era that is evolving every day. What has made micro segmentation in particular a boardroom priority in 2026?
Yeah, I think the big question in the boardrooms has been shifting from, how do we prevent a breach to something along the lines of, how do we survive a breach that might happen because things are moving so quickly? And the reality is that this year, with the explosion of agentic AI and machine identities, the perimeter is completely porous. I have a funny analogy. My wife and I visited the Isabella Gardner Stewart Museum in Boston, which is where I'm based out of, a few weeks back. And we saw a bunch of paintings, just the empty frames without the actual paintings in them. And the story that I could relate to in the physical world is, even though the museum had great security many, many years back, great security outside, people coming in are checked. But once you're inside, and you can go from room to room, do whatever you want. And that's the physical world analogy of what I think what we're facing today in the virtual world, which is, once you're inside, which now people can get inside with AI far more easily than before, then you can completely wreak havoc. So I think the boardroom conversations have changed that. And now they're looking at, how do we put internal barriers in place that allow good traffic, good intentions? But if there's bad intentions, how do we stop that as quickly as possible?
That's a good example. How would you say AI-powered segmentation outpaces what traditional rule-based tools can do against this lateral movement, of course, ransomware?
Yeah, and it's a great question because it goes into my background as a CIO of Akamai before I led our security business. One of the things that we were always challenged with was implementing things like VLANs across our network. And it's A, it was very network-based. B is, you'd always get somebody saying, I have an application, it needs to talk outside, so I need to punch a hole in the firewall. And guess what? You do that, and then eventually maybe the application has been decommissioned, but that hole still remains there because you don't have all the different tracking that is available to understand when to pre-deploy these rules. And so it just becomes a logistical nightmare. And micro-segmentation aimed to solve a lot of that because of the application-aware context. It knows about how applications are communicating. But traditional micro-segmentation projects were also quite hard. It required a lot of work between different teams, making sure the application teams were aware of what you were doing. And so it wasn't the easiest of projects to do. I think AI-powered segmentation is now kind of changes the flips the script a little bit, right? Instead of just relying on static rules, the AI can automatically discover how the application behaves. It can map the dependencies. It can generate, security policies. And so when you're dealing with quick movement of ransomware within your organization, I think AI can really help in putting those rules quickly in place, prevent your network from being hijacked. And that's where I think, the power of AI against AI now comes into place.
Mani, put this in perspective for me. Where does zero trust segmentation sit relative to Akamai's DDoS, web app, API, and even bot protection capabilities?
I think they are very complementary. If you look at Akamai historically, Akamai invented the CDN, and eventually we kind of moved into north-south security. So, right from like DDoS, which is the outer layer protecting customers against, just volumetric attacks, eventually going to things like the WAFs, where you're looking at layer 7 protection. All of these are classic north-south, defense mechanisms: DDoS, WAF, API security, broad protection. And with the acquisition of Guardicore in 2021, we kind of moved into east-west. So I see this as really complementary, which is, think of it as a concentric circle. You're trying to get through a lot of layers of defense. And even if you fully get in, you have internal defense mechanisms using segmentation to protect against lateral movement. And so that's the way we look at it, as a creating a complete security blanket for our customers.
Now, shifting gears a little bit here, as you know, too many employees are using AI tools through commercial browsers today, and security teams simply can't see into those. How does the recent LayerX acquisition extend your segmentation all the way to the point of use?
Yeah, it's a real concern for CISOs, and the reason I know this is partly because one of my roles here is to lead our InfoSec organization. Akamai CISO reports into me, and so it's a constant conversation I have with him on, how exposed are we? Every employee wants to use AI, and every employee, whether we care or not, is now going into chatbots, putting in stuff, trying to solve their problems. And the blind spot that all companies have today is they don't know and they don't see how their employees are interacting with AI tools. Are they putting in proprietary source code? Are they putting in financial data with, personally identified information or other things? And I think the first step with LayerX is to basically provide that visibility. So, extending security directly to where the user is interacting with the AI tool to identify how they are using it and potentially, prevent them from exfiltrating data that might be confidential or sensitive to the company. A lot of companies today don't have a good solution to do this. They try to inspect data at the proxy, but all of this is just clunky. It involves decrypting traffic, encrypting it back. Sometimes, things like certificate pinning break applications, so companies don't like it. We really like LayerX because of the fact that it's a plugin. It works with all browsers, including some of the newer browsers like Atlas and Comet and so on. So that way we're not forcing employees to use one particular browser. They can use whatever they want, but it also gives administrators a way to see how employees are interacting with AI behind the scenes and also put in some controls in place.
Now, Mani, I'm thinking about training clusters, inference APIs, shadow AI. How do you apply segmentation principles to the infrastructure that's now running all these AI workloads?
Yeah, AI factories, AI infrastructure, it is unique in a different way, and it has a lot of different risks. I'd say the first kind of fundamental principle would be to separate out your training from your inference, right? Training is where you have your proprietary data. Just think of yourself as a healthcare organization. You have a lot of proprietary data there, proprietary data sets, personally identified information, patient data. You also have the weights associated with the models. And any attempt to kind of influence those fundamentally affects your entire output of the AI. And so it is really kind of imperative that those are isolated and kept securely, right? And that's kind of where I think segmentation comes into place. On the other hand, you have inference. Inference is where you have applications, maybe public applications that are interacting with the data that you have. And these are APIs that you're exposing. And so the inference APIs themselves need to be protected, partly because they can be abused or brought down. But in addition to that, you want to make sure that your inference APIs are kind of kept separately from and distinct from your training clusters, your databases, and your raw data. And I think that's where, segmenting AI infrastructure, AI factories as we see it, I think is now going to be imperative as we go forward.
Now, on the other side of segmentation at Akamai, you're now converging browser security, ZTNA, MFA, secure web gateway, and segmentation into a single suite. What does that mean for the CISO that's trying to simplify their stack today?
What we've seen in the past is some of these solutions. I think browser security is probably a newer technology, but outside of that, like secure web gateway, ZTNA client, MFA, all of that kind of converge together in SASE or SSE, depending on whether somebody included SD-WAN in it or not. So that was the convergence, and so customers were used to buying a suite of technologies bundled together under an SSE platform. I think where we're going right now is with AI, we do see that, the context of traditional proxies, I think, is augmented or maybe even replaced to a certain extent with the enterprise browser capability because a lot of the data has to be inspected right at the client. And so we're seeing some of that kind of evolve. Also, I think we are seeing the importance of micro-segmentation as a platform. It is kind of, I view it as a very important addition to the traditional SSE products. So what we are trying to do is to converge all of these products into a unified suite, moving away from kind of this disjointed puzzle that we have. So our goal is to put all of these together into a single suite so that, for example, if a customer wants to make sure that an application is protected using ZTNA, we can ensure that it has that layer X is actually deployed for the application. And layer X can actually share telemetry and information on posture to ZTNA, and ZTNA can make a decision. Are you allowing this browser to connect or not? So I think those things kind of will come together as we go towards kind of a holified platform and suite. And I think this, for us, this offers the ability to dramatically lower the operational overhead while also closing security gaps.
Now, Mani, I understand you have just announced a new collaboration with NVIDIA. What can you share?
Yeah, it's a great story. We just announced it yesterday, and it is essentially a way to embed zero trust security into, what I think NVIDIA Jensen Huang call as AI factories. And this is one of the challenges, as you're aware, probably with AI factories, AI infrastructure, is that, the GPUs, CPUs are so busy doing activities associated with training, inference, and so on. And networking, which is segmentation networking, just an addition to that. And so what NVIDIA has done is they've now developed an architecture with their DPUs, their Vera BlueField DPUs, where that takes care of networking, and so it doesn't have to interrupt the GPU and CPU while it's doing its things. They also have a software platform, Docker, that allows all of the orchestration in place. And so where we fit into this is we can help agentless, in an agentless way, we can help define the segmentation rules, and then that gets integrated into the NVIDIA software platform for enforcement using ergodic or micro-segmentation. So there's nothing to deploy or nothing to put in place. It's kind of embedded within the platform itself. And that way, as we talked about the previous example, when customers are deploying AI factories with the NVIDIA architecture, it kind of comes out of the box for them, and they can contain the blast radius right out there. So that's still kind of work in progress with NVIDIA. We announced it. We expect to have that released in the second half of 2026.
Mani, we've covered a lot here in a short time. To close, what is your advice for CISOs today? They want to protect their enterprises in a post-Mythos era when vulnerabilities are potentially exposed and exploited at machine speed. Your recommendation?
Yeah, so we've been obviously part of Glasswing, and we've been using Mythos. And one of the things I'll say, not Mythos, but any other new model that's coming up. By the way, we also work with OpenAI as a part of their Daybreak kind of project. What I'll say is that discovering vulnerabilities is not the bottleneck. It used to be the bottleneck many times, many years back, but now, AI can discover these things much faster than humans can actually patch them. So the first one is, I think, the historical precedent that we had, you got to patch all of these, and that's the only way you stay protected. I don't think that's going to be, going forward, that probably will not work the way we expect it to. Instead, I think you really need to focus heavily on runtime protection. Runtime protection meaning you know that you have applications that are going to be deployed that cannot be patched quickly, either because applications will break, or maybe you don't have access, it's IoT and so on. So you need to rely on your security vendor, whether it's WAF or whether it's other aspects of, API security or so on, whoever you're relying on, your firewall vendors, to make sure that they can protect you while you focus on your patching over the course of time. And that is an area that we are looking at constantly, because even before Mythos, we were regularly updating our WAF. And I think with Mythos, we now get to have a much more frequent update cycle because of the way things are being released. I think the same story applies to micro-segmentation as well. It's kind of the only way to keep your internal assets safe from, potential vulnerabilities that are inside your organization, which, by the way, are really easy with now things like MCP servers and all and other kind of technologies being deployed inside. The other thing is, I think, AI can be a friend, as I just explained a few questions before. AI can be a friend, so we've got to fight AI with AI, and using the frontier models as well as other models that are coming up to learn what you proactively have in your enterprise and how you're at risk, I think is going to be a good thing for us.
Well said. Mani, thank you for your time and insight today.
Thank you very much, Tom, for having me on.
Again, we've been talking about the era of segmentation. You just heard from Mani Sundaram with Akamai Security Technology Group. For ISMG, I'm Tom Field. Thank you for giving us your time and attention today.